Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Adrian Martin, owner of Wildflower Bistro in Temple Bar in Dublin, is with us today for this week's Big Batch. You're here to help us batch cook bread.
Sounds
very simple, Adrian.
Well, I think like it's something to sit back and relax and just, you know, when you make bread, it's like therapy, I'd say to people. So for me, like, it's different to cooking. It's like you switch your brain off and you let the weighing scales do the work.
Really?
For you. Yeah, and I love it. Yeah, genuinely.
Why? Like, it's just not overly complicated? Or
no, it's not. It's not difficult. And I mean, on a good dough where you're kneading, you can take all your anger out in it as well. So like, think of being what you ate.
Yeah, bit of a stress reliever.
Yeah, so that's kind of my kind of go-to. So I have three recipes.
Oh, great. Take us through them.
So I wanted to start firstly because we're coming into the Halloween season. Nights are getting a little bit darker and everything. So I have the Barmbrack recipe. This is a tea bark recipe. And when you look at this recipe, actually, it is probably the most simple thing that you can possibly make. So this is all about getting your fruit mixture. So you can buy the fruit mixture already made in the supermarket. And then all we do is we add cold tea to it. So it's 350 of fruit mix, 300 ml of cold tea, and you soak it overnight. So the fruit becomes lovely and plump and everything. Then you remove the tea, or you just remove the tea bags. I normally leave the tea bags in overnight. Remove the tea bags. And then what you do then is you mix sugar, egg and flour and the mixed spices into that mixture. And then all you do is place it into a loaf tin that's greased and you bake that at 170. And it normally takes in and around 40, 45 minutes in the oven. So you let that cool. And then you can place your little Halloween ring in
the middle. I was going to say, that was the whole thing with the brack,
yeah,
wasn't
so
it?
Yeah, the brack is Halloween. Like the ring in the middle. But this is genuinely divine and I love it.
Do you serve it as savoury or sweet?
I would do it as sweet. I actually put jam and cream on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I do that as a sweet.
Posh brack.
Yeah. My dad is a big one for butter. I mean, like, you should see the amount of butter he puts on bread. It's actually disgusting when you see it. So, I think a little bit of sweet. I love it, like, yeah, jam and cream. Mm. And when I'm batch cooking this, so that recipe actually scales up very easy. So I would do that by four.
Okay.
And to batch cook that, you make four loaf tins, basically, all in the oven at the same time. It's basically the same methodology. You just need a larger bowl. And I always say for these bakes, especially when you're batch cooking, just a larger bowl for it. And it freezes really well so that you have loaves of it to take out. So I would recommend, once it's cool, wrap it in cling film firstly, then tin foil, and then into, so it doesn't catch any freezer burn as well. And
okay, into, so and cling film first and then tin foil?
And then tin foil, yeah.
And then into
the
freezer?
And then into the freezer, yeah.
I take it it's probably it's a good batch cooked recipe for freezing,
yeah,
is it? It's kind of just keeps
one,
well.
Yeah, all of these are kind of ones that you can take from freezer. And if you want also, so say for instance, if you're just a single person on their own, you can slice it up and pre-slice it, wrap those slices in cling film and defrost the slices individually as well.
Why do you wrap it in cling film first?
Well, I'd always go cling film because it keeps the freshness, basically. Yeah,
okay.
So cling film always keeps it kind of a little bit moist and doesn't let it dry out.
I should actually have said at the very start of this, if people want to take note, don't start getting a pen and paper and writing down all these recipes. We are going to share them on our socials here at News Talk and on Adrian's as well a little bit later, so you'll get all of the recipes.
Absolutely,
there.
Yeah.
But that's the first one. You've up your next bread today.
Yeah, so it's in front of you there.
Yes.
This is wheaten bread.
Now, I have to be honest, this is much more up my street because you've cream cheese, I take it,
and smoked salmon
on top of it. So now you've got my attention.
So basically, this is a recipe that I took from when I first went to college in DIT. I studied baking and pastry arts management in Kevin Street in the basement. And Derek O'Brien taught us all our bread recipes. So one day it was bread, one day it was cake. It was the greatest thing ever because we got to eat everything. So it was brilliant. And this recipe comes from that, where to create moistness in this recipe, it's all about half steaming, half roasting. Now, most ovens at home don't have that. So there's a great tip for this. So basically what we do is we take the wholemeal flour firstly, and then you have, so 500 grams of wholemeal flour, the 125 grams of plain flour. And then what we do is we add bread soda and salt to this, a little bit of brown sugar because I love the little bit of sweetness in it, but that's kind of optional.
Okay.
And then we have a tablespoon of butter in the mixture, so melted butter in the mixture. And then some golden syrup also. Again, a little bit more sweetness.
But if it doesn't taste very sweet, actually, now.
No, you wouldn't notice it now. But I kind of like the tend to add that. And then all you do then is, what happens with this is quite a wet, sloppy mixture. So this is basically where you mix 600ml of buttermilk in to this. There's no kneading involved. It's just basically mix until everything is combined in the bowl and then place it into your greased loaf tin. So this mixture here makes two loaves. Mm. So two loaf tins to this. And what we do then is we bake this at 190, so quite a high temperature, at 45 for 45 minutes. And the tip is to leave a tray at the bottom of your oven and add, then I tend to add ice cubes from the freezer. So what I do is I throw in a couple of handfuls of ice cubes into that tray at the bottom. And what happens is they melt and create loads of steam. And it makes this bread incredibly light. I have the loaf here in front of me. It makes it incredibly light, textured. And just really nice.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I'm not usually a big wheaten bread fan, sweet. But it's lovely.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Ulster ones, you know? Ulster ones have our wheaten bread.
No, it is. It's very tasty. Now, it's funny. You have it here in front of me with butter and jam on one slice.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The smoked salmon on the other. It was straight away the smoked salmon. That's what I went for. It's gorgeous. But I presume that is another great freezer option.
Again, yeah. What we used to do in restaurants is we would make so much of this. So we would make a 10 batch of this. And we would actually, again, like I said, if you're freezing the whole thing, you wrap and cling film tin foil into the freezer. It freezes really well. But also, we would pre-slice some. So, for instance, if we ever ran out of bread, you'd always have a little bit of pre-sliced in the freezer. Literally take it straight out under the grill to toast it, and it was ready.
Done.
Yeah, it was really simple.
Finally, if the focaccia bread.
Okay, so this is a one for all recipe, basically. So this recipe covers basically almost all. It's basically a very simple home cooked dough recipe, which you can use for pizzas, focaccias, any type of bread which you want. Even if you want to make it just a loaf of bread from it, you can as well. So I tend to go for focaccia because it's the easiest one to start with when you're going to be handling yeast.
Yeah.
And the recipe is basically very simple. It's just 500 grams of strong flour. So you add that into a bowl. You've one sachet of yeast, which is 7 grams. You've a pinch of sugar, a pinch of salt, and then you have 325 mils of lukewarm water. So basically all you do is you place everything into a bowl. Now, I would do this in the stand, mix it with a dough hook. Use your dough hook, mix together, and then it kneads nicely for itself in the bowl for 10 minutes. Then when that's done, take it out, leave it in the bowl actually, cover it in with a damp cloth and leave it to rise in the room.
Okay, so and this how takes long about into an hour. The oven?
So basically knock back the dough, is the next process, onto a tray with olive oil and your herbs and everything.
Whatever
and then into
the
oven, it literally takes 15 minutes.
Very good. Bake.
It's so quick.
That's the one I might actually give a try to myself during the week. Adrian Martin, owner of the Wildflower Bistro and Temple Bar. Adrian, thanks a million for joining
us
on this week's Lunchtime Live's Big Batch. We'll put all the recipes in our socials and on Adrian's as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.